faith. By definition, it's something that is felt with strong conviction without tangible evidence of its existence. Many claim to have it, but how do we attain it? It can't be held. It can't be sold. But it can be passed down. Faith is invaluable to those who feel it. How is it that this belief can unite us regardless of our differences? It's because of conviction, that feeling inside that links so many, from the far corners of the earth to the closest reaches of our neighborhoods. Faith is all around us. Faith springs from a glorious past forward to a promising future. The faith that those who not so quietly defeated rivals and redefined record books would inspire their brethren of today to reach such epic accomplishments. And all along, there are those who cheer. In their minds, they envision. In their hearts, they believe. And because of that, they are simply known as the faithful.
We heard through the grapevine that you are possibly Portland's biggest San Francisco 49er fan, and we found it, you know, imperative to include you in this documentary series.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you. I may not be the biggest. I am the most faithful.
Do our Mark and Dave radio show listeners know that I'm a Niner fan? Yes, they're probably sick of hearing about it. You know, in the course of the year, I'll always bring it up. If the temperature is outside is 49 degrees and I happen to give a temperature, I always say 49er degrees. It's just a subtle little reminder that there is one great team on the West Coast, and that's the San Francisco 49ers.
If you haven't figured it out yet, Mark Mason loves his 49ers. He's a faithful living in the Pacific Northwest. And although he may not look familiar, he may sound familiar. You see, Mark has been in radio for almost 40 years, and he's lived in a few different places throughout his illustrious career. But his love for the 49ers spawned from time on the mic at KOWL in Lake Tahoe, where he had a destiny with faithfulness, albeit it was through another Bay Area team.
As I was a disc jockey in Lake Tahoe, our radio station carried the Oakland Raiders. My best friend at the time was a huge Oakland Raiders fan. He said, hey, we ought to become Raiders season ticket holders. Well, we scraped together the money to buy Raiders season tickets, and sure enough, Al Davis moves the team to Los Angeles. Boom, we're without a team. We were orphaned, and I was really mad. And at that time, the radio station decided, well, you know what we'll do is we'll pick up the 49er games instead. I'm the program director of the radio station, and I'm listening all the time. And then you get to know the players, eventually get to know the team, you get to know the culture. And I'm thinking, this is pretty fun. And I became a fan at that time. It was Joe Montana, the John Taylor. It was the catch. It was those years that really brought it home for us. And all of a sudden you realize, you know, that you were rooting for nice people too. It galvanized my love for the 49ers.
He's out of the 20. Right close again. Oh, what a bonanza. Spectacular run by Roger Craig.
Some years later, the opportunity presented itself to become a season ticket holder. I think we were on the list for 9 years. We finally hit pay dirt and we got a call saying, you guys are up, and we were happy to be there. We absolutely loved it.
His day had come. He was a proud season ticket holder for the 49ers. He could now enjoy the sights and sounds. He could mix with the crowd and be amongst the faithful, except for one little snafu.
Here's the reality of things. Okay, the woman who lives in my house, otherwise known as my wife, is a Seattle Seahawks fan.
I was actually born in Palo Alto. I've always loved San Francisco, but my dad was an aeronautical engineer, took us all over the world until I hit ninth grade. Bottom line, Seattle is home in my heart since I moved so much. And I lived there in the 70s when the Seahawks became huge.
It's kind of in her DNA, and she was there when the name Seattle Seahawks was concocted. By the way, a fake, and there's no such thing as a Seahawk. There is such a thing as a 49er. That's rich California history. It's epic. It represents the state. Seahawks, ooh, a bird that doesn't exist. But that's my wife. I try to remind her we are season ticket holders to the San Francisco 49ers and that she is an investor in Levi Stadium as well. And she is, yes, a Seahawks fan, no matter how hard I try to change it.
But I also love San Francisco, and I must be clear on that. I love their team, and one of the highlights of my life was working at Edgewood Tahoe Golf Course when I was a bar cart girl. And Joe Montana and Dwight Clark were waiting for me back at the clubhouse when I brought the cart in. And they came out and hugged me because I gave them a drink. But they were such nice gentlemen, such good people. And that's part of what started my 49er love as well. I love both teams very much. However, when push comes to shove, I'm Seahawk all the way. And that's been our bone of contention.
She's pretty tough.
It's tough being a fan on the outskirts of Seahawks territory, and it's even tougher living with a Seahawks fan. But to make things even tougher, Mark has added a certain degree of difficulty to his work life, too.
I do have a second job. I am the public address announcer for the NBA Portland Trailblazers. I'm now in my 18th season. The owner of the Portland Trailblazers, my boss, Paul Allen, is also the owner of the Seattle Seahawks. Awkward.
Do you have your own incredible faithful story to tell? Or do you know someone who truly is a faithful? Let us know about it. Email 49ersstudios at fns@49ers.com and share it with the world.
I am the public address announcer for the NBA Portland Trailblazers. I'm now in my 18th season. Paul Allen, the owner of the Portland Trailblazers, my boss, is also the owner of the Seattle Seahawks. Awkward. Yeah, he sits 45 feet away from me every game. I don't know if he may be finding out right now that his PA guy in Portland is a 49er fan. He's got bragging rights right now, and so I don't know if I'd bring it up with him right away. Are you guys going to talk to him about this?
We've got good news and bad news. We won't alert Mark's employers to the fact that he is a diehard faithful living on the cusp of Seahawk territory. That's the good news. The bad news is that the World Wide Web goes, well, worldwide. So this will be broadcast and seen everywhere and anywhere the faithful call home, which is basically anywhere and everywhere.
He is a very brave man. He'll wear his 49er gear into the Moda Center here, even though Paul Allen's sitting just a few feet from him. You know, he really loves his 49ers, and it comes through. I remember one time we were doing a halftime, and for some reason Jeff Garcia was here at our game, and he wanted to get through his halftime reads as fast as he could. And he was like, hey, okay, this is Mark Mason, and I'll see you after the half. And all of a sudden, he's good up, and he's away from his microphone. And I'm looking around, and he's running across the court just so he can go say hello to Jeff Garcia and get a photo. So, you know, Mark Mason, he definitely loves his Niners, that's for sure.
And although he loves his Niners, Mark's heart and time is split between his other franchise, the Trailblazers, who play in Portland, Oregon, where they call the Moda Center their home. And during basketball season, he's a pivotal piece of the spectacle that happens in Rip City. With his booming voice and a passionate fan base, the electricity is palpable when the Blazers are in town.
Game day for the Trailblazers is really all about excitement. It's all about the show. And, you know, Mark Mason, he sets the stage for that show. He's not on camera a lot, but you know that he's there. He's the voice that welcomes you into the Moda Center. You know, the first thing you hear other than music, the first words that it's not from an usher, it's Mark Mason saying, hello, Trailblazer fans. Welcome back to the beautiful Moda Center for tonight's game. You know, and that is just like you walk in and that is what you expect to hear at an NBA game, but not just an NBA game, a Trailblazers game. So I think Mark Mason's voice really sets the stage and comes to what you expect, you know, here at a Trailblazers game.
I've never missed a game since I started. I've done something like 735 straight regular season and playoff games. If you include preseason, I've never missed one of those. It's, you know, closer to 800, maybe even over 800 games where I've never missed one. I've been sick. I've showed up, you know, in snowstorms and everything else, but I've never missed one.
It's so great to have someone like him be behind the microphone because he's the Iron Man of broadcasting. You know, he's on this amazing streak. He hasn't missed a game in forever. We've come close a couple times. Like, he'll scare me a couple times. He'll call me during the day. He's like, Todd, I got my throat. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. So I said, all right, drink yourself some hot tea. Get yourself a lozenge. You know, we'll be ready for you. We'll cover you. He's a gamer. You know, whether he's feeling 100% or not, he'll be there, and he's going to give it all.
Fans, are you ready for your Portland Trailblazers? At guard, 6'3", from Weaver City, the reigning NBA Rookie of the Year and NBA All-Star, wearing the letter O, Dave Chandler. Iron Man from downtown.
Yeah, baby. Oh, that would have been sweet.
Wesley Matthews.
I will say, we're so fortunate to have him behind the microphone because Mark Mason has this talent where he could be talking and reading a script or whatever, and I'm telling him something completely different in his ear, and he doesn't mess up. So he can take what I'm saying in his ear and be able to reserve that while finish what his thought or what he's reading, and then be able to deliver that message. And we wouldn't be able to do that with anybody else other than Mark Mason. So we're extremely fortunate to have him working with us here at the Trailblazers.
But it's still so fun to hear his voice. And even at home, we watch it on TV, and you're kind of following the camera. He's trying to catch a glimpse of him, but you can hear him in the background.
He brings the persona of the Blazer fans. These fans are rabid in here, and he brings that out. The fans go nuts when they hear his voice, and he incites the crowd, and they're crazy already. So it even gets crazier when Mark is announcing.
Rip City was a creation from the radio broadcaster, the very first radio broadcaster of the Portland Trail Blazers, the great Bill Shonley. He said it just came out of nowhere during a play when the ball sailed through the air and hit the net, and a very distinctive sound in the NBA. When the ball hits the net, you kind of hear it tearing through the net and spinning through the net, makes that very unique sound. And he heard it, and he just, out of nowhere, he just said, Rip City! And that stuck, and pretty soon people all over town adopted it. Everybody loves Rip City. We are Rip City.
Whether it's the City of Roses, Stumptown, or Rip City, one of the most distinguished voices of Portland is as faithful as they come. And tougher than rooting for your team from almost 700 miles away is watching your team when you have to work 40-plus nights a year. And sometimes schedules collide.
Working the NBA microphone during a Niners game is pretty tough. The guys do everything they can. I'm on a network and wearing a headphone, and they're always giving me updates on the scores all the time. They know I'm a Niner fan.
Oh, we text back and forth game day, and there's something on about 49ers. We're shooting stuff back and forth even during games.
Dal is a guy who I text with right now during games. We'll sit there and text each other while the plays are going on. If you would see a copy of that text, it would probably be, feet long. It'd roll out 20 feet We're talking about, you know, the guys are doing great. And, you know, sometimes we say, oh, man, we're playing like you know what.
Well, a lot of times we start talking, but he doesn't want to know the score. He wants to catch it later. And then all of a sudden he'll start texting me, what's the score? And then I don't tell him. And we go back and forth. Then people on the headsets are talking, oh, Niners this, Niners that.
And so we follow the game while the NBA players are going back and forth at timeouts and during breaks for me. I'm told, hey, Niners are up by 7. Oh, just scored a touchdown. We're going to win this thing. Oh, I mean, it's great.
Do you have your own incredible faithful story to tell? Or do you know someone who truly is a faithful? Let us know about it. Email 49ersStudios at fns@49ers.com and share it with the world. If you have ever been to a Portland Trailblazers game or flipped on the radio in the Pacific Northwest, you will have heard Mark Mason. But his story is not unlike those who are faithful to the 49ers. When it comes to the Bay Area, he loves the team, the town, and the faithful. They are part of his everyday life, even if his everyday life is 9 hours north of his beloved 49ers.
I've lost track of how many years we've been season ticket holders. It's been a long time. But when we used to live in the Bay Area and in Sacramento, I mean, in Sacramento, we'd get in the car at 8 in the morning, and we'd take off for games. And sometimes we would get to the game. I remember one game, we got there at the beginning of the second quarter. And you know, a couple hours, game's over, you got to drive back. But that was our life. We did it for the 49ers. Then we moved to Portland. And we're thinking, what are we going to do? Are we going to remain season ticket holders? Yeah, well, you know what? We love going. We love that city. We lived there for 4 years. It's a beautiful city. Just so much fun to visit. And now that we go back, we know why tourists just love that town as much as we do the people and everything else. So now we buy our tickets ahead of time. We step on the plane at 8:30 or 9. We land in San Francisco at 10. We get off the plane. And invariably, there are always people there at the airport who are headed to the game. And all we do, we've done this for 15 years. You just get off the plane, look for people wearing a jersey, because they're out there, they're proud 49er fans, and we just ask them, how do you get to the game? And if they're in a cab, we say, do you want to split it? If they say, oh, my friend's picking me up, we say, is there room for us? And they always say yes. And we have met the most interesting, the coolest people who invite us to their tailgate parties. And we've learned so much, we even communicate with some in email.
I love going to the 49er games. I love it. San Francisco's magic, always will be. Just a wonderful city. And the 49ers, the games are magic, like my husband said. The experience is huge.
This is the beauty of the NFL. You have to be there in person now. You know, everybody says it's a great television sport. You can watch it on television. And I think the same thing with basketball, too, that you can just watch it on television. I don't need to buy a season ticket. But now, when you go there, you are getting an experience. You can't get on television. The camera can only show you so much. But when you're there, there's action. It's rocking. You're feeling the game. It's multi-sensory.
Throwing a deep out to the far sideline. Intercepted. Intercepted by Parrish Cox, and the 49ers win their first at Levi's Stadium. Standing left hash mark, throws it out to the far side. Stevie Johnson, touchdown 49ers. Jackson wide right again, third and eight out of the shotgun. Griffin standing, and Justin Smith got him. The ball fumbled, and the 49ers will survive again.
But when we go to the games, everybody we meet, and we were just excited because it's a special brand of person. It's a special brand of fan. I don't know if it's NFL, but I certainly know it's San Francisco 49ers, and I certainly know it is San Francisco. And it's great people. Talk to them. Just walk up to the street and talk to them, and they'll help you. The word faithful, to me, when I talk about the 49ers, I guess the one thing that just jumps out right now at me is it's to the core, right? You can be faithful. Anybody be faithful and say that you're a 49er fan, but when it's to the core, And you know, you see them. You see the games, the road games on TV. Those people that are out there in the cold in Green Bay and they're 49er fans. I go, now that's faithful. They're 49er fans to the core, from deep inside. So that's where I'm thinking faithful comes from.
Members of the faithful, as you can see, we love telling a good story. Trust us to share yours by reaching out to 49ers Studios at fns@49ers.com.
There's bumper stickers all over town that say, keep Portland weird. And every citizen tries to advance that, in one way or another in their lifetime when they're here. So we're all just kind of, pulling on the same side of the rope to keep it weird. Yeah, we have voodoo donuts. Everybody comes here to town to go to a donut shop. Voodoo donuts. It's a donut, but they sure are good. It's a Northwest town, great feel, great culture, warm, wonderful people.